I was reading a story by Jenny Dal Creech in the Chronicle yesterday discussing whether Alex Bregman will become the face of the Astros. And I'm wondering, isn't Bregman in the face of the Astros right now as we are 9 days away from opening day?
Why does there have to be one face? Can he be, can we assign him like a percentage of that?
Oh, classic communist take.
Can we do, yeah. That's like the Chinese,
You know what? I believe in certain people being better than other people. Unlike you commie.
That was one thing that they didn't like about Yao Ming after he'd spent time playing in America, was he came back where in China it's all about teamwork and friendship and all this stuff. And Yao came back and they're like, all right, enough of this. Let's win. Let's win. And I think that I would morph it into a face that has, because we have the technology to do this, Mike, especially the Astros, very analytically advanced. You should do one of those face morphing things where Bregman, if he continues up at the pace that he was at last year, gets 40% of that face. Altuve gets 30%.
Okay.
It's strange because Correa, if he's healthy, will be one of your four best players for sure, one of your two or three best players. But I don't...
If
there's something that some like Correa for being the chosen one is kind of relinquishing his hold on the imagination of the fans, I think.
I think that's a totally fair point.
And is it as simple as the injuries last year?
Yeah, I think so.
That everybody just took a step back. It's hard to pay attention to one guy for too long before all of a sudden somebody else comes along at a hot streak.
I mean, I look at Bregman and it's a combination of a few things. One, I mean, he was awesome last year, obviously. I mean, he was an MVP candidate, right? And he is somebody who has this genuine connection with the fans. I mean, he started that whole viral thing of staring into the camera, which became kind of a sensation for baseball, which needs more things like that.
Some people said it was the rallying cry.
Rallying cry, yeah. And I felt in the past that Jose Altuve would have been the face of the Astros, but it just feels to me the last year or so that Bregman, the combination of what he's done on the field and also just his social media presence, the staring at the camera, that he is now becoming the most beloved Astro, the face of the Astros.
Well, okay, beloved's a tricky one.
You can't be more beloved than Altuve.
Okay, yeah. Let me retract beloved.
Well, no, you don't have to retract it because there's a potential it could. Because for one, it's going to take an extended period. There's no reason to believe that Bregman won't be really good for a long time. Like, he checks off all the boxes. He works his butt off. He's a good teammate. People like him, all those things.
But he was on Jimmy Kimmel this offseason. Is he really committed to baseball?
Uh-oh. I'm kidding, by the way. Some people have said that, though.
But you've also got, Mike, it's a team with, they've got nine guys in, they've got three guys in the top nine most likely to win the AL MVP.
Yes.
Between Correa, Bregman, and Altuve. It actually goes in order. Bregman, Correa right after him, and then Altuve has like got the ninth best odds for AL MVP. I think it's going to be a rotating host of whoever your favorite guy is at any given moment. The interesting thing about Bregman is that he crosses political barriers too, because his politics are definitely different than a lot of Astros fans, and yet I don't feel like it's at a level where people want to use that or hold it against them.
Yeah, you never see that come out really as a talking point, yeah.
which is
interesting.
Well, and a lot of guys' politics are different than, you know, at least what half the fans would be a lot of time. It's just that Bregman doesn't shy away from saying what his opinion is about things, where a lot of athletes do.
It's going to be tough to be that guy instead of Jose Altuve, especially because Jose Altuve won the MVP the season that they won the World Series. And, of course, he's coming off of a season where he played pretty well, even though he was dealing with some serious knee issues in the playoffs, in particular against the Boston Red Sox. What you saw it where he's, you know, jogging around first base and second base, and we started a little spat with WEEI in Boston because someone thought he was basically show ponying while he was limping up to second base. But to overtake Altuve as the face of the team, I don't know that I can say that has quite happened yet, no matter how awesome last season was for Alex Bregman, and I think it has to do with the title. Now, I think that we will actually have probably a pretty good way to measure, all right, well, what is the average Astro fan picking as their favorite player based off of jersey sales, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and I suppose Bregman right now, compared to Jose Altuve, very high.
I would think that...
Not in Venezuela.
Yeah, not in Venezuela. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, but can they afford? I mean, not to be a jerk, but can they, with the economy
right
now,
Venezuelan dollar or whatever it is,
yeah, not for a jersey, not,
whatever the currency is in Venezuela,
not
it's
right
just
now.
With stashed dollar bills, you have to buy those.
Yeah, I would imagine that Bregman's jersey sales are higher than Altuve's right now.
Yeah,
I would imagine that's something that if you had a 8-year-old, 12-year-old, whatever, that this is their first choice, which speaks to my thought that Bregman has become the face of the franchise at this point.
Well, and I think in a lot of respects, though, too, is it seems like his personality on the team itself is that he's at some point kind of going to be the de facto leader of the team.
Yeah.
Almost like, well,
you could see him. I don't even know if they have this, but you could see him becoming like the future captain of the team as long as they pony up the money to keep him.
Yeah.
But you could see him being that kind of guy.
Well, that's okay. So then it becomes, all right, are you going to pay Correa, Springer, Altuve, Bregman? Which is the first one of those guys to drop out from the, we're not going to pay this guy?
Springer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This might be fairly interesting, but this is from September 28th, 2018, in terms of jersey sales for MLB.com in 2018. Number one, Aaron Judge totaled. Number two, Jose Altuve.
Ah,
Altuve okay. was two overall.
From what year?
This is from this past season.
Okay.
So I was wrong.
Carlos Correa was 19, and Alex Bregman is not on the list, which honestly surprises
me. Well, he might not have even had a jersey.
Springer's 17.
So, it takes a little while. There's a little bit of lag sometimes for the guys that nobody's... There wasn't the hoopla for Bregman that there should have been, obviously, based on his performance. So it takes a while for that to come around.
That is true.
Bregman, I'll tell you this, too. Bregman is going to be despised by other fan bases, where Altuve is kind of regarded by other fan bases as like, that little guy, he sticks in my craw, but I love him. You got to love him. Look at him. There's nothing about Altuve that could rub somebody the wrong way.
Agreed.
Or like Bregman's a little bit of a troll. Like Bregman specifically goes out and tries to go after people, which doesn't matter for the local fans at all. If anything, that makes you feel closer to him. But I do wonder... This is sort of like with late night television show hosts. There's always like there was the David Letterman versus the Jay Leno. And Jay Leno always had a little bit of an edge in popularity, partly because he was more like schmaltzy middle America, didn't have that edge or cynicism to him. I feel like Bregman has a certain edge and cynicism to him that might be a little bit more like he's the edgy comic versus like the guy that has wide scale. Like, better than late night television, I'll go like Jim Gaffigan versus like Dennis Leary. Like Jim Gaffigan, the stand-up comic, is going to be more popular, widespread, because he's just like, hey, I'm a happy family guy.
He's doing more common stuff.
Right, right. Whereas like the edgier, angrier guy doesn't necessarily get the wide-scale love. So I think that might hold Bregman back a little bit.
I can see that. I think there's a certain thing that with Bregman, though, we're discussing whether Alex Bregman has become the face of the Astros on Mad Radio, Mike, Seth, and Paul on a Tuesday. The way that Bregman uses his social media platforms, like before I read this story by Jenny Dial Creech in the Chronicle, I didn't know that he was the first baseball player to start his own YouTube channel. Like, I was aware of the YouTube channel existing.
That's
but,
surprising.
Yes. And then the second thing.
It's 2019.
This, I know. And this
he
to
was
me.
The first Major League Baseball player to do that?
Well, that's what this story claims. I mean, you know, that's what it claims.
I got to think some of these guys had him when they were in high school. So maybe he's the first one to
channel.
Start it as a Major League Baseball. It's not hard to start a channel. All you have to have is your. It's easy. It's really easy. I think I have one.
I have a channel.
But yeah, I did. Like,
39 subscribers.
It, but yeah.
Do I have a channel? I got to check if I have a channel. I got to. Figure that out.
I think I have one on one of my domains that I never actually used. Deceptivelyfast.com.
This is the thing that was really staggering to me when I read this. Did you know that in the offseason, this past offseason in Major League Baseball, Bregman, in between Instagram and Twitter, had 4.29 million engagements, which was 2.5 million more than any other player in Major League Baseball?
You know what's great about this is that given that article that was in ESPN.com, I think, about Trevor Bauer.
Yes.
Trevor Bauer specifically does a lot of the stuff he does on social media to try to gain a following. So I love that Bregman is just, Bregman is completely crushing Trevor Bauer and any of that. Like, Trevor Bauer makes jokes about, I don't even know, we got new guidelines on what we're allowed to say and what not say. The number between 68 and 70. Like, he'll make a lot of jokes about that on on social media, specifically because stats show that that gets engagement and everything. Like, instead of like going out and having an actual personality, he does some of this stuff just because he knows it'll get a rise.
Did you see in the article too? Bauer said that he has a goal of getting a specific amount of followers, like 10 million on all of his platforms. Dude, that's not happening. Not with your strategy. I feel like it could continue to go up. Sorry, continue, Seth.
Well, I mean, like being a deplorable person kind of can help you on social media a lot of times.
To an extent.
Trevor Bauer has that going for
him. He does.
Like, he has a really objectionable personality.
This is true.
He does. That could help him. But yeah, that 10 million mark, you have to be a major, major, major star to hit that level.
You got
to
be, they're got to be some kind of pop culture star more than just a sports star, or you got to be international somehow.
Yes. You have to be like you're just a massive player, essentially.
I've got like 30,000. Maybe if I branch, how far do I have to go to get to 10 million?
I feel like you need to start sending out like naked photos or something.
I don't think that's
going to
help me.
All your morning headlines.
Speaking of which, yes. Let me get a little soapbox here. Luckily I was married before texting was even popular. So I remember the first time I got a text on my phone. I was like, what the hell is this? I have no idea what's going on. So the whole sexting thing was completely before, like, when I was a single guy.
Noob.
I'm going on, I'd say, almost 20 years now of kind of observing all of this. And it seems like every 6 months, I read an article where people are explaining to men, listen, women don't like unsolicited pictures of your member. It's different if, like, they like you or something, but, like, an unsolicited picture does nothing for anybody, anywhere. And men, why is it that men aren't believing this? Like, I feel like I read articles all the time that you youngsters keep doing this.
I don't do that, but I have a theory on this.
Okay. You think women like it, but they're...
Because we're horny.
No.
We're horny, Dan.
But it doesn't work.
But here's the thing.
Doesn't matter.
I also think that some of them get a thrill out of the risk of doing it as well and seeing what the response will be.
Okay. Yeah, but that's just... But that would be, like, the aggressive thing of part of it. Like, I got to think there's men out there that actually think, like, this is my strategy and it's going to work, right?
Well, those people are doing it wrong.
Well, are they, though?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe it does work, like, 1 out of 1,000 times, and if you do it 1,000 times.
Well, that might be the strategy for them.
They have to, if they're sending it, they have to have already seen it. That's
the rule?
That's my rule.
But a lot of men don't.
They don't
abide by that rule.
I keep seeing this. Like, so this woman wrote this on Twitter yesterday, and I'm looking at the responses, and, like, I swear there are 10 guys that were like, wow, I never thought of it that way before. Like, oh, you mean
why?
Women might actually not want it?
It's such common sense.
I would think it's common sense too, but...
Hey, look, here's a giant throbbing thing in my face. That's what everyone wants to see.
That was...